Now, we find that his father went down unto the woman, and Samson made there a feast, for so used the young man to do. And it came to pass, when they saw him, that they brought 30 companions to be with him. Samson put a riddle to him. He's a great riddle maker, too. My, what a boy he is. And he gives them a riddle. And he says, I'll give you 7 days of the feast to find out the answer. And I'll give you 30 sheets and 30 changes of garments. And the riddle was, out of the eater came forth meat. Out of the strong came forth sweetness. They could not in 3 days expound the riddle. So what'd they do? Well, it came to pass on the 7th day that they said unto Samson's wife, entice thy husband that he may declare unto us the riddle, lest we burn thee and thy father's house with fire. And so Samson's wife, verse 16 now, Samson's wife wept before him. She turned on the strongest weapon that woman has, tears. Samson's wife wept before him and said, thou dost but hate me and lovest me not. Thou hast put forth a riddle on the children of my people and hast not told it me. He said unto her, behold, I have not told it my father, my mother. And shall I tell it thee? And she wept before him the 7 days while their feast lasted. Well, I want to tell you, when you got a woman that's weeping for 7 straight days, for every meal, it does get a little tiresome. And finally, he just had to give in, and he told her what the riddle was. And immediately, of course, the men of the city said unto him on the 7th day, they had the answer. They said, what is sweeter than honey, and what stronger than a lion? He said unto them, he knew where they got the answer. He said, if ye had not plowed with my heifer, ye had not found out my riddle. He's good at making wisecracks, too, by the way. That's a good one. If ye had not plowed with my heifer, ye had not found out my riddle. In other words, you got that from my wife. Now, we find, verse 19, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he went down to Ashkelon. Now, Ashkelon is way down, friends, in the south. And he slew 30 men of them, and took their spoil, and gave change of garments unto them which expounded the riddle. And his anger was kindled, and he went up to his father's house. But Samson's wife was given to his companion, whom he had used as his friend. In other words, Samson left in a pout. His wife had given away the secret, and he'd gone down and killed 30 men to get the change of raiment in order to pay off his wager. And of all things, why, he doesn't take her with him, because he's angry with her and he's pouting.